Good morning, everyone. This is our fifth and final day in this class and this discussion of Rule 1 for disciples and initiates from the rays and the initiations. We've been meditating sentence by sentence on this rule, and today we have our final sentence. And it goes, "Together let the band of brothers onward move, out of the fire, into the cold, and towards a new attention. Within the fire of mind, focused within the head's clear light, let the group stand. The burning ground has done its work. The clear cold light shines forth, and cold it is. And yet the heat evoked by the group love permits the warmth of energetic moving out. Behind the group there stands the door. Before them opens out the way. Together let the band of brothers onward move, out of the fire, into the cold, and towards a newer tension." So we will stabilize ourselves using the breath to achieve calmness and concentration. And we identify as the soul in incarnation, the observer of the personality vehicles. These vehicles are our instruments, but we are identified as a unit of consciousness, a pure being possessed of consciousness, of sentiency, and as our attention to the personal world fades out, the world of the soul is emerging. This world of spiritual light, spiritual love. And spiritual power, sacrificial will. We are as souls within the group soul, united in consciousness, united in presence. We reach out in soul towards the members of the new group of world servers in the many different places in the world where they can be found. We reach out in soul towards the men and women of goodwill, and somehow including in soul, through the imagination, all the human race, in the body, out of the body, the billions of souls. We imagine them as all related and really as all part of one consciousness. And so, whenever we meet anyone, we are always encountering the one soul of humanity. Looking beyond the personal and feeling the consciousness, feeling the presence. No, my soul or thy soul, simply the one soul. And as we focus within the fire of mind and within the head's clear light, standing there, we feel this soul pervading our instrument, the light of the soul, the love of the soul, the sacrificial will of the soul, and from the point of group tension on the mental plane, we spend a moment to see the dual-colored bridge carrying the color of our soul and personality ray. Reaching upward into the higher worlds, or inward, the bridge of multicolored light, the group bridge. Touching into the planetary mind, the planetary heart, the planetary will, touching into the realm of being, will, purpose, And as we project from a point of tension across this rainbow bridge, we think with deep intensity, I see the greatest light. I see the greatest light. And so we have the invocative attitude and can evoke the energies of the triad in the presence of the great ones with whom we affirm our solidarity, inwardly offering them our salutations in this higher and impersonal world. Within the fire of mind, focused within the head's clear light, let the group stand. We contemplate this last sentence as if we as a group are responsive to divine will and purpose. And can understand something about progress onward, together, driving forward through space. Together, let the group of brothers onward move. What does it mean, together, to onward move from what into what do we together onward move? The band of brothers moves together from one state to another. What is this direction? What is this destiny? together let the band of brothers onward move. Now imagine that the group possessed of great clarity and solidarity of purpose is moving out of the fire, out of the fire. Together let the band of brothers onward move, out of the fire. And as you see this happening, attempt to understand what is being left behind and why this is called fire. What type of fire that we are moving together out of? Out of the fire, and try to feel, as you imagine yourself and the group emerging out of the fire, a certain sense of greater freedom is experienced when this particular fire is left behind. Out of the fire, and the freedom of so doing. We are no longer in that world of fire, but instead we are moving together into the cold. We have great clarity of mind and solidarity of purpose, and out of the fire we are moving together into the cold. Try to understand as we see this happening what it is, this nature of cold, into which each one of us, identified as the group, and the group as a whole, into which we are moving, out of the fire, into the cold. What is this? clear cold light shines forth, and cold it is. Into the cold, out of the fire, into the cold. And what does that cold reveal? The omnipresence of the presence. The omniscience, the all-knowing soul of the greater being. What would it be like to live in this cold? Into this cold, clear perception of reality. Cold to so many attractions which used to bind us to the lower 18 planes, subplanes. And from this cold, let us seek to imagine that the group is preparing for one more movement of significance. Out of the fire, into the cold, and preparing for one more move, which is felt to be necessary. We know we are going to be moving toward a point of greater tension. Tension. What is it? Why must we move towards a greater and newer tension? Why is this necessary? This point of tension looming on ahead of us, what is it? What is the nature of this point of tension towards which we must move We try to get the feel of the coming point of tension and what it will mean to our individual and group life. And we actually begin in our imaginations to move into this new point of tension, out of the fire, into the cold, and towards a newer tension we are now moving. And as we move, we imagine the point of tension at which we live as a group intensifying. It is increasing, and it does have consequences for us individually and for the group. Feel this increase imaginatively. This increase in this focused, immovable will, which is the meaning of a point of tension, this increase in focused, immovable will, the intensifying point of tension of the group, and the new state into which it brings us and the consequences of this state. And now it is as if, having moved out of the fire and into the clear cold light and towards a new attention, that we are now established in this point of tension. It is as if the group has taken a step. And we are open to the meaning, to the significance of this step. It will obviously bring us closer to the hierarchy, closer to the divine will, closer to the purpose, and better able to express, according to our own responsibilities, the divine plan. Together, let the band of brothers onward move. Out of the fire, into the cold, and towards a newer tension. And so we have some idea of what it can mean for us. We are not yet there, but we envision what it would be to be there. And so it is important that we together as a group resolve to tread that path together, out of the fire into the cold, and towards that envisioned point of tension. And this will require sacrificial group will. Because it is always the sacrifice to increase the point of tension. Within the fire of mind, focused within the head's clear light, let the group stand. The burning ground has done its work. The clear, cold light shines forth, and cold it is. And yet the heat evoked by the group love permits the warmth of energetic moving out. Behind the group there stands the door. Before them opens out the way. Together let the band of brothers onward move. out of the fire into the cold and toward a newer tension. And in the sense of this growing tension, this intensification of focused, immovable will, we will together sound the great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. So today we will be finishing this rule, and you can see how deep they are. So it becomes very important to allow the meaning of each rule to really impress the consciousness. It's certainly not a question of just knowing some kind of mental analysis of the rule. There's a whole quality to the rule and its ability to inspire the group to a new level, a newer level of group functioning progress, in fact. The fifth law of the soul is the law of group progress, and obviously, if we follow these rules and really make them a part of ourselves, the group will inevitably progress in its usefulness to the hierarchy, and it will approach the ashram, and eventually it will be absorbed into the ashram. As a matter of fact, the very next rule, number two, begins with the sentence, accepted as a group. So obviously there's work to be done. So you can get the idea of how progressive these rules really are. And the first rule here ends with a great statement of progression, telling where the group has been in a certain kind of fire, where it now polarizes itself and focuses itself in the cold, or in the clear, cold light, and where it is moving, always moving, always intensifying, always making it possible to have a higher expression of focused, immovable will. That is tension, a new attention. Is there anything anyone would like to offer or share at this point? Any realization? The responsibility, of course, you know, is great. You undertake these kinds of rules, and you see what the group training in the Aquarian age is going to be about. It's Aquarius is the sign of carrying burdens, probably under Saturn, you know, its first ruler. So it's a sort of like upholding the weight of the world, the burden. It begins with the burden of the self, then it moves to the burden of humanity, and then the last stage is called the burden of the world. Sounds like Atlas, you know. Even though that was in the Gemini labor, there's a lot of this Atlas idea, upholding the world, just the way the hierarchy does. So if we want to join the ranks of the hierarchy, which is our objective, because DK says, draw the people into the ashrams. Use discipleship in the New Age as a major tool and draw the people into the ashram. So if we want to do that, we're going to have to get used to carrying burdens, even all the while moving forward. So you get to see that we need spiritual muscles to do this. And that's part of our training. And that's what Master DK offers. Training in initiation for aspirants to initiation. So it's important to understand what we're getting into here. It's not to be taken lightly at all. It's really practical, deep practical esoteric work. One may think of oneself as a study group, and one should be a study group up to a point. And then it becomes necessary also to serve. One does serve through study, but one has other methods of service which have to be added to that, and of course, meditation is one of the key ones. One can really serve through the right kind of meditation, of course, and that has to be intensified. And then even, you know, the externalized work in the world, you know, which may work out as the full moons or sponsoring other things where the light goes forth. This is all required if we are to fulfill movement towards a new attention. So I would recommend that the group here, anyway, take into its consideration this question. What would be a newer tension for this group? See, because, you know, one can go along, and that's good. I've done that all my life, just study, you know, for years and years and years. But then, how does the point of tension really increase? And that, of course, is up to every particular group to discuss within itself this increase of the point of tension. Because he says, if we live at the right point of tension, we accomplish in a few hours more than others will accomplish in years. And that's quite a proportion, a few hours versus years. So tension is a breakthrough type of function, which is remarkably effective if we really know what it is and care enough to intensify it. It is revelatory. Tension brings revelation. So we'll be getting into this very interesting conclusion of our chapter and, time allowing, we will deal with the second initiation today. these first two initiations being, of course, the ones that most concern ourselves and humanity at this time, even as we envision what it would be like to pass through the Transfiguration and learn all about that. So, good. It's a little... We'll come back, let's say, 9:20, something like that, 9:25 latest, and we'll go ahead. Any questions or thoughts? Okay? All right. See you then.